Hi there, this is Desiree Young with VentureWalk, and I'm really excited that you've decided to listen to this blog post titled What a Nun Can Teach You About Small Business Success. This is part one. You know, it's just not easy these days, any days, owning your own business. You have to wear 100 different hats, be everything to everybody, and sincerely work at a warp speed to get everything done, and that's if you get everything done. After a few weeks or months of this, I know I feel exhausted and frazzled, and my thought was that perhaps you've been feeling the same way. 2013 was an amazing year for me and for VentureWalk, incredibly busy with new clients, new collaborations, new projects, but I've got to be honest with you, it left me absolutely exhausted. Grateful, but exhausted. So over the holiday season, I went on a private retreat to a convent in Northern Alabama. Yes, Northern Alabama. And the truth of the matter is that it really was pretty amazing. The lessons I learned at this non-speaking retreat were powerful and absolutely life-changing. And I thought I'd share some of those lessons with you over both this post as well as a few future posts. And for those of you who may be wondering if I'm looking to become a nun, let's just say that this concept of pitching and selling, what I actually teach a great deal about, is indeed alive and well, even at the monastery, but alas, no sale as yet. So for now, I'm not joining the monastery, but again, have some terrific lessons that I believe you can certainly take a great deal away from. So lesson number one, waiting can be valuable. You know, one of the first lessons I learned at the monastery is that it's important to be okay with waiting. While I was in line at the dining hall, I was struggling to get ice for my drink, and in my haste to hurry up, I offered some ice to the sisters beside me that were in line, and one of them said to me, "No, thank you. Take your time. We're accustomed to waiting." Well, that simple statement really hit home with me, because in our hustle and bustle of living, waiting is hardly ever an option, and it even sometimes seems like a waste of time. This really led me to recognize that most of your big decisions and big wins may take time, and quite frankly, at times you want them to. Here's why. I recently worked with a client for nearly 5 years to finally garner some much-needed funding for their expansion. I talked them off the ledge of some of their shortcuts along the way several times, and now, with hindsight being 2020, we're all grateful for this wait. Had they secured their six-figure funding any sooner than they did, had they started work a day earlier than it happened, it would have been a surefire disaster and possibly, as we now know, the shutdown of their business. I just want you to remember that faster is not always better. At times, shortcuts can be costly or even disastrous to your business. And I know entrepreneurs are normally working and moving at warp speed, but give yourself permission to wait for the right moment, for the right reasons. Lesson number two, slow down. As you might imagine, at the convent, there's no internet, there is no television, but lots of books. And several rest areas, both indoors and outdoors. The idea here is to rest and eliminate distractions. Now, I have to admit, my first 2 days at the center, I really struggled with this. I kept feeling like I should be doing something, but as I spent time with the sisters and really began to notice that their slower but still productive pace was actually contagious. And after a few days, I finally learned what real rest and, quite honestly, peaceful sleep felt like. And upon returning from the retreat, I've also learned to really better understand and actually enhance my own productivity. In your normal hectic day, sometimes you just need to slow down. Trust me when I tell you, a tired, sleep-deprived, unhealthy lifestyle will never allow you to work at your fullest potential, and it'll never allow your business to get there either. And unfortunately, that nonstop pace won't ever allow you to see just how unproductive you really are, or how much better you can be. There's just no shortcut to this one. When you feel like you're at your wit's end, when you feel frazzled and uncreative and burned out, give yourself permission to slow down. You'll likely find that once you rest and recharge, you actually have the energy and positive outlook you need to accomplish your goals. So those are the two lessons for now. I want you to stick with me. Stay tuned for the next post where I review some other lessons and really what a nun can teach you about small business success. This is Desiree H. Young with VentureWalk signing off, but come back and join us at VentureWalk.com/blog.